Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Pran Govind Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 1st Chapter, 47th Verse. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mata. Am I audible now?
Yes, Prabhuji. Okay.
So today is the beginning of Damodarashtakam, Damodar month, Kartik month. I would like to sing okay. Namami Sharam Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yasoda Vyaloka Labdhavamanam Paramistamatanta dhota gopa Rudanta mohur netra chugmam rijantam Garam buja jugmena satanta netam Oho sasakam patri Rekanka kanta stita gaibadamo udaram bhakti madam Iti driksha lila bhi ananda kunde Sagosham nima jantam aikha payantam Radiye sita geshu Bhakte jitatam guna prematastam sata briti bandhe Varam deva moksham na moksha vadim va na chanam brineham Varishada piha idante bapurnata gopala balam sadame mana shabirastam kimandi idante mukham bhujam patanta nilay ritam kuntai laisnigdara Tesha Gopa Moshum Bitam Bimba Rakta Dharam Manashavi Rastam Alam Lakshala Bhai Namo Deva Damodarananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhu Dukha Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Drishti Bristati Dinam Batano Vihanesha Mamaga Vedakshi Drishe Kuberatma jau baddha bhute bhajadvan Tayam chita bhakti bhajau krito cha Tatha prema bhaktim sa kamme praja cha Namakshe graha mesti dhamodhareha Namaste stu damne spura dipi damne tadiya darayat vishashadamne Namaste stutamne spura dipti damne tadiyadaraya to vishashadamne amaradikaye tadiya priyaye namanantalilaya devaya tubham Namaradikaye tapaya priyaye Namananta lilaya devaya tubham Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Sri Radhe Jai Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Sri Radhe Jashoda Damodara, 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 Jashoda Damodara. प्रभुपाद की जय राधा दामोदर की जय यशोदा दामोदर की जय समवेत वैष्णव वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल कार्तिक व्रत की जय हरे कृष्ण डियर प्रभुज एंड मदर्स वुड यू लाइक टू हेल्प मी बाय रीडिंग द ट्रांसलेशन वन पर्सन वन डिवोटी एट ए टाइम
यस टू
दिस हरे कृष्ण दंडस्तम टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड Whose form is the embodiment of external existence, knowledge and bliss, whose shark-shaped earrings are swinging to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokula, who I, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing,
is quickly running from the wooden grinder mortar in fear of Mother Yasoda, but who was caught from behind by her, who ran after him with great speed to that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara. I offer my humble obeisances. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes are filled with fear. The necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To the Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna.
By such childhood pastimes, as this, he is drowning the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of his supreme majesty and opulence that he is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and is free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodara hundreds and hundreds of times. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Oh Lord, although you are able to give all kind of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be obtained by executing the 9 process of devotional service. Oh Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as a Balagopal in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart, for what is the use to me of any other boon beside this?
Nice.
Oh Lord, your lotus face, which is encircled by locks of soft black hair tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda, and your lips are reddish like the bimba fruit. May this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. Hare Krishna.
O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you, O Damodar, O Anand, O Vishnu, O Master, O my Lord, be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes. Hare Krishna.
O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kuvera and Manigriva and Nalakuvera were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you, in your form as a baby tied with the rope to the wooden grinding mortar, in the same way, please give me your own prema bhakti. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation.
O Lord Damodara, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliantly effulgent robe which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. That was very nice. Hare Krishna, dear Prabhus and Mothers. First, I'd like to welcome all of you for participating in this beautiful morning sadhana to awaken love for Lord, which is in a dormant state in our heart. Those who are participating, those who are encouraging others to participate, I bow my head to their lotus feet. So with all of your permission and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, let us begin this morning's sadhana. We are reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter. 7 Kent, the first chapter. Yes. 47 verse. Mother, who is here? Vinita Gandharvichadevi. Okay, good. Thank you. So, dear Prabhus and mothers, to have a clear consciousness, we pray to the personality of consciousness, Lord Vasudev, by reciting three times under Prabhupada's guidance. Hopefully, we will realize what Sukadev Goswami is trying to give us through this Bhagavatam. So this is seventh canto, first chapter. Prabhupada titled, "The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone." And here, ending, this is just verse before ending. It's giving a clue that one focus, if we, whatever sadhana we are doing, whether we are honoring Krishna Prasadam, we are having darshan of Krishna Bhagavan, or Radha Damodar darshan, or we are singing, or we are discussing, glorifying, or having satsang. But there has to be one key element in all these activities, what will actually take us ultimate destiny. And that is abeshu tu agamhitta bhavata gatim gata. Abesh, absorption. So this verse shows that how Shishupal, who was inimical, but his abesh, his absorption in Krishna, was so intense that he attained his ultimate goal, or return back home, back to Godhead. This verse confirms that. So I would like to read the word-to-word meaning first. Vaira anubandha. Oh, before that, let us begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirae Nastaprayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki Mukham Karati Vachalam Pangurlangayate Girim Jat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Isharam Paramananda Madhavam. Synonyms: Vaira Anubandha, bond of hatred. Tibrena, consisting of acute. Dhyanena, by meditation. Achyuta, satmatam, to the effulgence of the infallible Lord. Nito attained. Punaha, again. Hareha, of Hari. Parshavam, the proximity. Jagmatu, they reached. Vishnu, Parshado, the gatekeeper associated of Vishnu. You went too high, mother. You have to bring it down, the sloka. We haven't recited. The reason I do synonym first, because so I know what I'm reciting. I may not be aware of Sanskrit deeper meaning. Good. Thank you. Vaira anubandha tibrena dhenena achyuta satvatam nito punar hare parshavam parsham jagmatur vishnu parshado vaira anubandha tibrena dhyanena achyuta satmatam nito punar harer parshavam jagmatur vishnu parshado vaira anubandha tibrena dhyanena achyuta satmatam nito punar hare parshavam jagmatur vishnu parshado. I would like a couple of devotees to recite if possible.
Vairanubandha tivrena dhyanena achyuta satmatam nito punar hare parshvam jagmatur vishnu parshado. Hare Krishna.
One more.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Verena anu verena banda tivrena dhyanena achyut satmatam nito punar hari parshvam jagmatur vishnu parshado. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. These two associates of Lord Vishnu, Jaya and Vijaya, maintained a feeling of enmity for a very long time. Because of always thinking of Krishna in this way, they regained the shelter of the Lord, having returned home back to Godhead. Purport. Whatever their position, certainly, Joy and Vijay always thought of Krishna. Therefore, at the end of the Maushala Lila, these two associates of the Lord returned to Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's body and Narayan's body. Therefore, although they visibly entered the body of Krishna, they re-entered Vaikuntha Loka as the doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu. Through Lord Krishna's body, they returned to Vaikuntha, although they seem to have attained Sajujya Mukti in Krishna's body. Wow. Many things in one purport Prabhupada put. So nice. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Shapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam tam sajivam Sadaitam sabadhutam Parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitangscha. Om Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindhu baye vacha patitanam pavane bho vaishnave bho namo namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhakta vihinaya parada lakshe shiptascha kamadi taranga madde kripa maitam saranam prapanna brinde namaste charanarvindam tavi vasmi tavi vasmi na jibami tayavina Iti vignaya devi tannaya maam charanantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is a beautiful purport. In this purport, we can learn many things that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Absolute Truth, is one, not two or three. But that one non-dual, pure absolute substance can manifest in as many forms as it. Question may come, the cause of those forms. Who is the cause of those any form or each form? Who is responsible? It is the devotee. Lord only reciprocates. Eki Ishwar Bhaktir Dhyan Anurup. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Eki Ishwar Bhaktir Dhyan Anurup. Eki Vigrahay Kare Nana Kararup. Supreme Absolute Truth is one, but manifest according to our meditation on the Lord. question may arise that did Duryodhan, what form of Bhagavan Duryodhan saw? Actually, he did not see any form of Bhagavan, even though he conversed with Krishna apparently. Because the conception of Bhagavan or darshan of Bhagavan has to be antar darshan first, before you have a Vajja darshan, deity form. First, we acquire qualification through hearing, philosophically. More we hear and hear, our relationship is established. And once we arrive at the level of pure goodness, Suddha Satta, Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Saptitam, Jad Hayate Puman Apabrita. Bhagavan is Apabrita there, means he is not covered. Is our relationship predestined? A particular form of Bhagavan? Or we are through reciprocation creating our destiny? Is it predestined? Or we are creating destiny? Is both. So more we hear about Krishna, we will establish our relationship. And more we establish our relationship, when we say establishing relationship doesn't mean only with Krishna. Krishna and Krishnas, the material nature, we have to understand also Maya. Tam padartha gyan, who am I? Tat padartha gyan, all the expansion of the Lord. Jiva Brahma Oikya Sajujya Gyan. Why we condemn the idea of merging? When we have complete understanding on these topics, then the relationship is established firmly. So, what do you do with all this understanding? You apply it. That's called Abhideya. Then you will start seeing the Lord practically. From philosophically, it will take you to practically. And more we start seeing practically, and we absorb, dedicate, engage in devotional service, then we will start seeing him spontaneously. That abesh is required. This is what caused this. Now, there is one clue has to be there, is that there's a beautiful verse given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita 2.2.92. You can look at it. It's beautiful. Kadachita bhakta vatsalad jati ched drishyatam drisho Geno drishteiva tad jatam abhimana param drisho. If on some occasion the Lord manifests himself out of his compassion for his devotee, it happens only due to the eye of pure knowledge, Prabhus and mothers. Never Krishna reveal accidentally. There is no such thing. Where there is a Kaliya, that question was raised that what did he do? That Krishna is forcing Kaliya to have his lotus feet on his head. Wow! We cannot even get through meditation his lotus feet, but here he is forcing. We can trace back that actually he was adoring, appreciating the foot wash water of a great saint in his previous life. It was not accidental. But because he had some resistance, judgmental resistance, he could not take the charanamrita in his mouth, but he took it on his head gladly. So Lord Krishna came in this life of Kaliya and literally imprinted all over the hoods, all these 101 hoods. He had also 1,000, means small hoods, but the big one are 100. So Krishna did that. But in his mouth, because he could not adore the Charanamrita, he could not honor the Charanamrita in his previous life, it became full of poison. I hope none of you ever do that. I hope nobody does this, but possible. The eyes are merely carrying the false pride of being the seer. Even in these rare cases, when Krishna is seen by the external eyes of the devotees, it is only the heart which is capable of perceiving the happiness of such darshan. This is very important. How the rupa or the form is perceived. So here Prabhupada put that in the purport that is that line here. Although they visibly entered the body of Krishna, they re-entered Vaikuntha Loka as the doorkeeper of Lord Vishnu. Through Lord Krishna's body, they returned to Vaikuntha. Is when Krishna was there, was Narayan there with him? Yes. In Narayan, Krishna is there? Yes. So, how it becomes visible? It is by the love that each devotee for a particular form has will manifest that form. Just like when Srimati Radharani saw Narayan, Narayan could not control his four hands form. He was forced to manifest his beautiful Shyamsundar, Jashodanandan, or Radharani's beloved Krishna manifest. So this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Like when you develop, when you purify your heart, you come in contact with pure goodness, a particular form of the Lord, you are so attracted. And then through the reciprocation, through philosophical understanding, you will be start seeing the Lord practically. Then, say for an example, you are in love with Radha Damodar. And now you visiting a place where Nishinodev is there. What would be the perception? Because you have antar darshan, premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena, santa sadaibaridayeshu vilokayanti, jamshama sundaram achinta guna sarupam, govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Santa sadaibaridayeshu. Santa, the devotees who have established relationship, sadaiva, always, vilokoyanti, they face to face see the Lord in their heart. Now you are in front of Nishinadev temple. So what happened? Because you have Radha Shyam Sundar in your heart. So Radha Shyam Sundar will unite with the deity of Nishinadev. And then you will perceive, oh my Lord, you have taken this form. You have appeared in the form of Nishinadev. You will not see another God. You will see your own Lord manifested in a form. That's why we Gauriya sing like this. Keshava, it is Keshava. Dhrita, Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Oh my Lord Keshava, you have assumed the form of Nishinadev. We do not see Nishinadev, another God or another existence of absolute separately. We see the same. That is Gauriya Vaishnav Darshan. Mahaprabhu, when he saw every in South India, many deities, but he saw the connection. Everywhere he saw the connection. And he established that way for us to visit. Now today we discuss about this, that Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, here was their next birth, third birth, Shishupal, Dantabhakra. And here Shishupal's topics, that how Shishupal entered into the body of Krishna. But then, I like the way Prabhupada said, re-entered Vaikuntha Loka as a doorkeeper of Krishna. It's beautiful if we can meditate also, because this is the greatest opportunity we have for this month. Can we establish our Ishtadev in our heart in these 30 days? Well, not the way Shishupal did it, but at least the proper way we can deal with it? Yes, we can. There are few criteria. I would like somebody to read me this one slide. Let me see if I can. Yes. Sukhakar Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Krishna has descended in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 1st chapter, 17th verse, purport.
So I have a question, Prabhu. So is this,
yeah, Prabhu,
anybody has access on Krishna consciousness movement? Can anybody have access?
Yeah, if we surrender to Krishna, then we have got access.
Okay, putting a little clause. If we surrender. Okay, that's good. Good answer. Krishna, now Srila Prabhupada says here, Krishna has descended. So Krishna is already here now. In the form of Krishna consciousness movement.
See, anyone can get it. There is no clause. Anyone can join.
Very good. Very good. Now, what can we do? I'm going to just give a little brief. What can we do to actually have that access?
Chant.
Why join ISKCON organization? It is very important that you join this organization and try to understand what we stand for, what is our value, what is our vision, what we want to give to the world, what we want to contribute to the world.
Whatever Prabhupada taught, we have to give to others. He is our founder, correct. Acharya. So.
Correct. But if we do not share, means we do not understand.
Then we are selfish.
Yes. But then there is part. Don't take it personally, anybody, please. You will be unfit in the organization.
Yes.
As a member of ISKCON, we should know what one's vision of Srila Prabhupada and what Srila Prabhupada wants from all of us. In terms of our day-to-day sadhana, in terms of our sadhachar, our behavior, attitude, in terms of our siddhanta, our understanding, in terms of our practical service, daily practical service, in terms of our association. This is very important. So I will give a five clue what I understood from, and then if you would like, anybody would like, you can share also your, that how we can actually invite Krishna right now in our life. And let's make this month, Damodar month, the most best, precious month in your life. First of all, what I found, that we have to create a scenario from the practical point that we are desperate. Desperation is needed. When Krishna to this world, he did not just show up. Mother Earth, she was desperate. She wanted to solve the problem. So she went to Brahmaji. It's interesting. When we approach Lord, we have to be also reflecting how to properly approach. Mother Earth has a form, just like a female form. But when he approach, even next time when he approach, she did not approach her in a female form. She approached as a mother cow. Interestingly, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that because in Ram Lila, Bhumi Devi took away Sita Devi from Lord Ram. Now, doesn't say that Ram was angry. He was angry at that time when Sita left. But she was cautious. So she didn't come in the form of female Bhumi Devi form. She came in a form of mother cow. We should determine where we are as for our relationship with the Lord, and we should approach with caution, not demanding. So this is good. So first thing is desperation. Desperation means in our life, Krishna is there, but don't keep Krishna remain there as a remote. Make him responsive. Krishna remains remote, but responsive, never forcing himself into anyone's life. So what do you do? When your desperation for Krishna becomes as acute, he will immediately appear before you. So, Prabhus and Mothers, are you desperate to actually invite Radha Damodar in your life?
Yes.
Just a question, ask yourself.
Very desperate.
Sounds very good, Prabhu. You seems like you are. Second point I found that when you are desperate, then you will take the process seriously. That is called dedication, sadhana. Nobody has to tell, let's go to temple, we have to light the lamp. Oh, come on, where are the children? They are not desperate. They don't feel the danger. So you push, push. I'm not against pushing. It's okay. You inspire and push. But at least each of us, if we become responsible and serious, we see the how desperate we are to invite the Lord in our life, then it will show. How do you know you are desperate? Prabhus and Mothers, desperation for the Lord is in your dedication and commitment to spiritual practices. If you say, yes, I'm desperate, are you doing your sadhana every day? If you are doing and you are committed, you made commitment that you will do whole month Damodar lighting lamp and chanting extra rounds. Prabhupada did few things during Kartik. I'm sure you all know. Srila Prabhupada did something interesting. 1932, Prabhupada went to Vrindavan to meet his Guru Maharaj. He didn't meet too many times. He said five or six times. He say five or six, I don't know what is that means, five or six, either one, doesn't matter. So 1932, then Prabhupada says, the one sannyasi made the announcement that there will be parikrama, dham parikrama, sheshashayi Vishnu. You can read that lecture, in the lecture Prabhupada mentioned. And he said, so we are going to gather everybody here and everybody is ready to go, dham parikrama. But Prabhupada said he was not interested. Why? Because he heard another news. After the announcement, he said, our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, also will speak, but he will not go on the parikrama. He will just speak in the temple. If anybody would like to hear. Prabhupada said, what am I going to see in parikrama? I want to hear. And Prabhupada said, when time for initiation came, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, yes, this Abhay Babu, I have noticed he have a keen desire to hear. So I will give initiation. Qualification was, he was interested to hear always. So Prabhuji and Mother, this is my request. I'm also talking to myself. Can we increase hearing for this month? As Prabhupada did. I'm not saying visiting Holy Dham, you don't have to go. But Prabhupada shows more interest on hearing. Let's do little more hearing this month. This is called commitment. So that's second. After you make your commitment, dedication means chanting, what's supposed to happen? Purification. What do you mean, purification? If you like think, like, what is purification means? Purification doesn't mean you will be happy only. Purification means when a devotee becomes fearful of material life, that fear kills the six unhelpful enemies. Like the if you deeply think, what is dedication? What sadhana Devaki did with Sutapa? 12,000 years, 12,000, sorry, 12,000 years, extreme austerities, ardently praying that Lord become their son. But then purification also start. Prabhus and mothers, you may get insulted. I may be not holding anything from this world while I'm practicing. Maybe people are holding something about me. I have insulted a devotee. I have probably, like one devotee, I mentioned this before, 4 years back, offering milk, I was little harsh. I said, you have to bring your pot to get the milk. I don't even remember, but he remembers. After 4 years, he confronted. So I may not, you may say, I'm not holding any grudge against anybody, Prabhu. I'm not holding any enmity against anybody. But what if they are holding? Be careful. Because those becomes the thorn while you are going towards the spiritual path. This is called purification. Purification means you will feel the pinch of you are advancing. What is advancing means? New selection, new elimination. I'm sorry, did I hurt you? Please forgive me. Heart changing, heart is softening. What does that mean? I am actually asking for forgiveness. I probably did. Prabhupada and Mother probably did a lot of things. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Heart has to change. Devaki had to let go six sons. Who are they? Lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, envy. Oh, it sounds horrible. Yeah, but when they come in a form of child, it's not horrible. It hurts. When somebody has a false accusation, I was reflecting myself, should I fight? They put something has no truth. Or should I just apologize? Maybe they have their own perception I could not see. So I pray to Lord. It's not happy. I'm laughing now. It is not happy. It is painful. But still, we have to keep on growing. Advancement means new selection and new illumination. Prabhus and mothers, after six enemies gone, Guru's mercy really connects us to pure goodness. As Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, yes, goodness connection means you will feel natural attraction to hear about Krishna. Haribol, there is a class. I'll be there soon. No, you will be like eager to hear. Our spiritual practices are purified, devoid of any mental motivation. They really quickly invoke Krishna's presence and reciprocation. So I ask myself, do I have that purity? Why am I not feeling that reciprocation with Lord? Because lacking of purity. So many examples. Bhishmadev has every right to be angry with Krishna or not. In one sense, yeah. Because when Duryodhan was little upset and says, you are favoring Pandava even though you are leader. All right, bring five arrows. Tomorrow I'll kill the five Pandavas. You know that story. Bhishmadev very ready to kill the Pandavas, five Pandavas. And Krishna sent Arjuna to bring those arrows back and break it. Bhishmadev had no clue. Yes. He could be angry. But he smiled instead. And no resentment. Is that possible? Yes, it is possible. We just have to practice it. Not to get angry, even though somebody is. Okay, Bhishmadev says, everything is failing. I'm going to meditate. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to kill the Pandavas. Again, another motivation. So Bhishmadev sat down and meditated. One Mataji comes. Now, in the war camping, at night they sleep, no Mataji goes there. But one Mataji came all of a sudden and paying obeisances with a big veil down. Bhishmadev thinking, somebody is here. And then Mataji is saying, please bless me so I can remain happy in this life with my family. And yes. Life with your husband. And then after a moment he's thinking, wait, who are you? He already gave the blessing. Then Draupadi unveiled. Oh, I'm Draupadi. How did you come here? Lord Vasudev asked me to get the blessing from you. You are a great soul. Now, Bhishmadev has a right to be angry with Krishna or not? He's smashing every time he plans. Every time I'm trying to go to temple or trying to chant, this devotee like bother me or whatever. In life, we see that. We have a right to be angry. No. You want Krishna in your heart? You have no right to be angry with him. Bhishmadev smiled. And he says, I never maintained any resentment against Krishna. Then he says a very positive thing. He says, I saw Krishna is the only cure of all my problems. Prabhus and mothers, can you actually hold like this that Yashoda Damodar, Radha Damodar is the only solution, only cure of my all problem? That is called purification. It's not easy. It is possible by the mercy. Then, if we can do this, then Krishna will enter in your heart. When Devaki did this, then eighth child Krishna actually entered into Devaki's heart from Vasudev Maharaj's heart. At that time, you will become a different person. Even the demigod, they were concerned, they were praying. Even Kamsa, Devaki, you know who I am? I'm Kamsa. You are not afraid of me anymore. Devaki in her own world, because the Lord in her heart appeared with the eighth child. She is making all kinds of drawing on the wall. House arrest. She was house arrest. She's making all kinds of lullaby song, and she's in love with Krishna. That was not a good sign for Kamsa. Kamsa was afraid. First time Kamsa was afraid of Devaki. Before he could solve, he wanted to kill the first time, but all the way came to this point. Srila Prabhupada says, Rupa Goswami Pad says, Prabhupada translated, I would say, Paraveshanani Nari, Begrushu Griha Karmasu. Just as the mind of a young girl to young boys, just as the mind of a young boys are attracted to young girls, allow my mind to be naturally drawn towards you, my Lord. Similar, just like a person who have a relationship with another person outside the marriage, even though he's busy, Rupa Goswami Pad writes, Paraveshana ani nari, griheshu, karmashu, very busy, but thinking only about that other person. This kind of absorption will appear in our heart. You'll be working in the office, you'll be taking care of family, but your mind is always absorbed what Krishna is doing now at this time. 3:36 a.m. Yeah, Krishna is ready to go. Radharani is ready to go home after whole night Ras Lila. You'll be like automatically drawn to it. Lalita Devi invites everyone, come. Never seen so beautiful form. Never seen so beautiful form. Where is the incense? It's these bumblebees, bugs, they also want to see. No, they should go away. Bring the incense. They bring the incense. Then bring the lamp. Make sure before they leave, there is no mark of their meeting, whole night dancing. So they go four times around the lotus feet, two times around the waist, three times around the head, seven times around the whole body. This is also Dibda. Beautiful. Okay, there is a little mark. Radharani is, I think maybe Krishna or Krishna's kissing to her. Where is the napkin? Where is the water? The
fragrance. Thank you. Okay. Get some rest.
Bring it. They literally remove those marks. Bring the chamara. These bumblebees are like too much. So have a chamara, pick up feather. Okay, ready for depart. This is called Mangalarti. You get excited. In Prabhupada's life, at least two times recorded. I don't know how many times he said that. Whenever he said, invited somebody to come to see the Lord in the temple, he said, come at 4 o'clock in the morning, you will be able to see the Lord. And I wonder, why not 12 o'clock? Why not 9 o'clock? Why not, 8 p.m.? But always he says 4 o'clock in the morning. Because there's a mystery about it. Prabhus and mothers, at that time, your natural reciprocation with the Lord will cause the Lord manifest his form in your heart. And that is the true way to contact Krishna. As Prabhupada says, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will want to see. This is required. God is one. While the truth is taught by all theistic tradition, Prabhus and mothers, God is judge when you do karma or karma mix bhakti. But the same Krishna will become beloved when you start loving him. He manifests as a judge to who? To those who are living under the universe law of karma or even jnana. He manifests as a supremely attractive lover to those who approach him with love. So differing moods associated with different manifestations are conveyed in a paradoxical this type of Bhagavatam discussion. Eke Ishwar Bhaktir Dhen Anurup Eke Vigraha Kare Nana Karadu. Lord is one, but he manifests many. Why? Because you want to reciprocate God in that way. So Damodar Vrata beginning today. I have mentioned few things, but I am going to request something to all of you. Maybe you don't have a problem, but I had a problem. And I found the solution also. And, we are running an ashram in Alachua, Florida. And these are all Western young men. And we see the start is often the hardest, isn't it? Damodar Vrata is starting today, but the start is often the hardest. What will happen 1 week from now? Once the momentum builds, here you go, magic manifest. You automatically doing it. But taking those first steps require significant energy. Prabhus and mothers, we are victimized by procrastination and we fall into the chronic tendency to keep putting things off. I know I should read Brahma Sanghita because during Kartik Prabhupada liked Brahma Sanghita when Jashodanandan Swami was reciting. Yeah, Pran Govinda Das also mentioned in the class. But next day comes, I'm not looking for Brahma Sanghita to recite one verse. Take 5 minutes, do it. It pleased Prabhupada. Prabhupada was happy. He was doing his tilakam. He was rubbing tilakam. He asked Akshananda Swami, this pleasant sound is coming. Who is reciting? Akshananda Maharaj tells Prabhupada, Jashodanandan Swami just learned from South India, from the Brahmanas, how to recite the Brahma Sanghita. Prabhupada said, this is so pleasing. Can they do this during the deity dressing or in the morning? Can you do this every day? So we do this in Alachua. We started. We are doing this. Prabhus and mothers, it pleased Prabhupada. It pleased Krishna. Why not you do this Kartik month at least? Recite one verse with the translation. But you know what will happen? You have to overcome your putting things off. How? First, understand where it stems from. It could be a motivation problem. Only when our why is deep enough, why I should chant Brahma Sangeeta, if it is deep enough, will our motivation to act be strong enough? When something has captured our imagination and ignited our enthusiasm, you all will agree with me that it generates a fire of desire that impels us out of the blocks. You know what's the best alarm clock? They say the best alarm clock in the world is purpose. Prabhus and mothers, I'm begging to you all, write down what purpose you have to do Damodar Vrata or Kartik Vrata. Write it down. If you need help, we all will can contribute. But write it first. What purpose will drive doing 1 month Vrata? For some of us, it may be a confidence problem. Well, in Kartik, Prabhupada was listening every day. So we have to increase hearing. Why not? Well, I don't know if I can do it. Because you have a confidence problem. Prabhupada was a businessman. He was not a sadhu sitting in Vrindavan doing nothing. He was a businessman. But he was listening every day, spending the time. So if we are motivated by something, we procrastinate when we lack the confidence and faith that we can achieve the goal. Prabhus and Mother, we have to believe it's possible. Due to fear of failure and embarrassment, many fail to even start the journey. Class was good, Damodar month, I feel good. What are you going to do? I'm not sure. Why not? Sometimes we can be our own self-destructive enemy. Procrastination can also be connected to the environment. It is difficult to swim against the current. I agree, because I used to swim in the river against the current. It's almost impossible. And most people will just decide to give up. When the atmosphere around us is unsupportive, the people are skeptical. I live with four students. They are not devotee, Prabhu. So for me, it's very difficult to do really. I even share the food. I eat their food, cook. I said, that's not prasadam. Can you do at least for this month? So when our atmosphere around us is unsupporting, the people are skeptical. It disempowers. Negative. It can erode away our determination. But Prabhus and mothers, yet, even when we have the motivation, confidence, right environment, if we are victimized by lack of planning, coordination, and organization, that can also imprison us in procrastination. Oftentimes, we just don't know where to start. We can't see how the defined activities will lead us to the goal. So I tell you, Prabhus and Mother, what I did. I have a small diary. I wrote it down. What purpose will drive this Kartik Vrata? And what am I going to do? Failing to plan means planning to fail. Please don't do that. Find verses like Bhagavad Gita 18.68. So many verses will tell you that if you do this vrata, what will you will get? 18.68, Krishna says, if you reveal this secret to others, you will awaken love for me. You will get bhakti for me. And you will come back to home. Come back to Golok Vrindavan. Krishna says this. You can look at it. Asangshaya, without doubt. So Kartik is beautiful. You can, if you say, I don't know Brahma Sangita, but Prabhupada, please, okay, I'll do anything else. You can do Gopi Git. You can recite Gopi Git. Bhakti Chandra Maharaj was doing. Every day you can recite just few verses if you don't have time for whole. You must serve Tulasi Devi. Not three times parikrama. I saw in Hari Bhakti Bilas code, it says four times during Chaturma, Kartik. Four times. You can do more, five. No prajalpa, no aparad. At least bow that you will take prasadam only, nothing else. But getting before sunrise and taking bath, just imagine what it says. In Padma Puran, that quote is very clear. It says, one who bathes early in the morning during the month of Kartik attains the merit of bathing all the places of pilgrimage in the universe. Prabhupada and Mother, you don't have to travel with different body to go to different planet to find out what holy places are there. You will be bathing everywhere if you just bathe only this month before sunrise. Isn't so sweet? Now, don't start looking at Hari Bhakti Bilas unless you are ready, because you may get disturbed, because some of the rules, regulations are very tough. But certain thing that Prabhupada wants us to do it, I'm just emphasizing only that. Because Hari Bhakti Bilas has this lot of rules, regulations. Anyone who offers a ghee lamp to Lord Damodar in the month of Kartik will be freed from all kinds of sins. He goes to the abode of Lord Hari. How do you feel about God? Try to express this when you sing Damodar Ashtakam. Because Lord is interested more about your feeling, bhakti, more than the pronunciation, which is necessary also, but more than pronunciation, more than, you know, proper chanting the slokas. How do you express? You express by singing. As I mentioned, even blind men can see Krishna if they establish Krishna in their heart. Even a 20/20 vision cannot see Krishna if they do not have Krishna in their heart. Antar darshan is required. This is a month you can develop that. Take advantage of it. Full advantage. Saptabrata Muni is a wonderful personality. This song that we are going to sing every day, it is eternal song. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from Vaishnav Tosani of Srila Sanatana Goswami, he said this is eternal song. At the same time, it was also revealed in Padma Puran that composed by Saptabrata Muni, the discussion between Narad Muni and Shaunaka Rishis. This is a beautiful 8 verses manifested in the heart of Saptavrata Muni, who offered these beautiful prayers. I'll tell you a little small pastime, and then I'll ask if anybody would like to share what are you going to do this Kartik special. Make this the best Kartik Damodar month in your life. One time, I don't know if any one of you know, in Golok Vrindavan, do they have a Damodar Vrata? Yes, they do. Even in Mother Yashoda, every day she offers lamps. She makes a banana and it floats in Jamuna. Everything origin also in Golok. So I give you a little beautiful pastimes. Sanatana Goswami Path is so kind to us. So Lord Krishna going with the coward boys and seeing all these ladies are offering lamp morning and evening, and went to Mother Yashoda Maiya. Why are you offering lamp? For who? Who are you offering for who? Then Mother Yashoda smiling, say, Lala, Lala, affectionate, darling child, I'm offering it for you, to God. Oh, what you are offering? I am offering one lamp that you remain strong and healthy whole life. In Golok Vrindavan, Sanat Goswami writes, even Radharani thinks sometime, someday I'll become old, but eternally she never became old. They have a conception that someday they will get old, but they never become old. It's just like it's reflecting to the material world. That's why we get old, because over there the conception is there. Whole life, what do you mean whole life? Is eternal, yes. But still Mother Yashoda thinks, because they are always presence. Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarabo Dhruma Bhumi Shinta Mani Ganamai Tayamritam Kathaganam Naitam Gamanam Api Bangsi Priya Sakhi Chidananda Jyoti Paramam Api Tadashadham Api Cha. This is the explanation of Golok Vrindavan, how beautiful that place is. Every word is a song, every walk is a gay dance. So, I see you offering so many lamps, Maya. Yes, I'm offering so many lamps. What else you are offering for? Well, I'm offering to Lord so that you can enjoy uninterruptedly. Oh, Krishna, give a big hug to Mother. Thank you, Maya. So nicely you are wishing that I will have happiness uninterruptedly. Mother Yashoda is very happy. Krishna is happy. She light another lamp. Mother, again you offering another one. What is that for? Well, you always become victorious. I know sometimes demon comes in your life, but you never be defeated. Krishna gives another hug to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda hugs Krishna. Yes, offering lamp is a necessary. It's a reciprocation. Does Krishna need protection? Isn't Krishna the supreme controller? Does he need protection? Yes and no. It depends who you are. Which supporter you are. If you go on tattic understanding, ontological truth, he never needs protection. Everybody else needs protection from him. But if you go to Mother Yashoda, 100% Krishna needs protection all the time. So who is right? Both. It depends where you are. Maya, can I have some lamb? I want to offer. Okay, you offer. Mother Yashoda asks, who are you offering to? To God? What are you offering for? I'm offering so that all these souls suffering in this world can come back to me. Prabhu and Mother, whether Mother Yashoda what understood, I don't know. She doesn't think her son is a god. But Krishna does care for us. He offered lambs so that we can go back home. How can you not love Krishna when he cares so much? Suridam sarvabhutanam. Suridam. He's always wishing good, always acting such a way that sada suddha siddha kam bhakata vatsalanam bhakata janera nitya sami. He just wants us to turn towards him, then everything will be over. Let's make this Damodar month the best month. I have many things to say, but I'll stop here. I want to hear from some of you. Please help. What you planned, don't say, I maybe. No maybe. Just make a decision. Get out of procrastination.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful class, and thank you so much for enlightening us on the topic of Damodar also. This month, Kartik, and you have encouraged us to participate in many, many things so that we can get closer to Krishna. So thank you, Prabhu, as you are seeing that what you're going to do. So do something extra than what we are doing every day, because actually Damodar month is more important for the new people, because they get attracted by this special bonus month, bonus offers. You'll get a special, you know, like Thanksgiving sale. This Damodar month is like a sale for new people. It's so much to do. But as a practicing devotee, we are already doing everything. But we try to do little more than what we are doing, like give more extra reading, extra chanting, so that we can get closer to Krishna more and more. And that practice of this month, 1 month, what you are doing, going further in the next month also, we can continue doing it. By doing it every day, we'll automatically increase our sadhana towards the down the line. That was the main practice that we are doing it. So it's not that we'll stop after this 1 month. We'll may continue a little more extra work so that in the 1 year sadhana chat will be increasing like that. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Okay, let's hear. Anybody would like to volunteer, say that what are you going to do? Please.
Hare Krishna.